today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And it's a good renter. It's a good pay-per-view if you want to watch that at home. That's what I think.
With your kids or alone?
I watched it with my son.
Okay, but if you're a grown-up and watch it.
I was depressed enough where I would have watched it on my own. But I'd have to understand what type of candy she would enjoy the most.
And what shape it primarily comes in.
Well, let me suggest round.
Like a circle?
I was thinking more like a lifesaver.
But what kind of lifesaver?
Winter green.
Peppermint.
And traditional five flavor.
WQXI, Shannon in the morning. All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hold on, let me do that.
All right.
What's going on here? Come on.
Clockwise is louder. Counterclockwise is quieter.
I'll leave him alone.
I thought it might be helpful for everyone to know.
Leave him alone.
What's he talking? What's he doing?
He's saying, just go ahead.
The headphone amp. If you want it to be louder, you turn it this way. And if you want it to be quieter, you turn it this way.
Are you talking about Pony?
Just in general.
He's just having, having a bad morning.
Having a bad morning?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yes.
You couldn't turn off the light, your overhead light. You stood up and then Maddie had to come help you turn off the overhead light.
Well, we just got a new lighting system in here. And you know I don't turn on the lights
system?
Ever.
It's a switch.
Is it a fader or a slider or a switch?
Well, we have a fan that has a remote control, and I thought that was where the light was.
Hey, Pony, you've got two fans in here. I'll tell you what.
Three.
Only two.
Talk amongst yourselves. I'm texting somebody.
Can you explain the fan system?
The fan system is an intricate series of buttons. One says on. One says off. Now, if you want the fan to spin, you hit the button what says on.
Yes, but there are also four recessed lights inside the room.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And that's
connected to another switch. And if the lights, to be fair, if the lights are on in what we call the, I guess, is that the control room?
Yes.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Mike O'Mara.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present to you Mike O'Mara.
Mm. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. And so if the lights are on in the control room, they will bleed through the glass and throw off the television presentation in Studio B.
Yes.
So the lights must be at a bare minimum low, best off.
Speaking of Pony, did you send me some stuff down here?
Yeah, we sent you some network equipment.
All right. And would it be stuff that I was expected to sign for?
Most likely, yes, because it's pretty expensive.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know where the hell it is. I didn't sign for it, and I think I have to pick it up. Can you track that down for me?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's the upgrade we were talking about, so we could control
I think they came to the door, and then they run away, and they sound like Bill O'Reilly. They run away.
A lot of times people come to your door looking for your signature.
It's like Halloween.
A lot of times it's just fans.
They knock
and run. Can I get something off my chest right away?
Yeah.
That yesterday, Mrs. O'Mara is she's eating her dinner. Michael's going to eat his dinner, and I'm going to eat mine. We all have separate meals that we want. After my Giants unceremoniously just pack it in against the Minnesota Vikings, I'm a little blue, not as blue as Jay Gruden. We can talk about that.
At least your team has a head coach.
Yeah, this is true. And so I'm like, do we have anything to eat? I said, maybe I'll run out to Little Caesars and get the little guy a pizza. And she said, Carly says to me, you know, if you go out to get him a pizza, you're going to get a pizza. Yeah, you're right. I'm going to get a pizza. I said, no. But I know we have this tomato sauce with meatballs, and maybe I can throw a little whole wheat pasta in a pan, and I do that. So I just realized something. You can be 60 years old and realize that you really don't like something that's a pretty common thing. And here's what I don't like. I make my store-bought meatballs, and I throw them in a pan.
Are they frozen?
They're in the grocery section.
Okay.
And I slowly cook them over a pot, and I boil some pasta, and then I put the pasta in with the meatballs, and they get the sauce, and I put a little Parmesan, and I put a little salt on there, and so it's all good to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then I make my son the same noodles, but I put a little butter, a little salt,
yes,
and a little Parmesan cheese. And I realized I take a bite of his, and I said, "This is just fantastically good."
The shaker Parmesan, or like the type of
I grind it up. I grind it. I shred it right.
You actually shred it fresh. Good for you.
Yeah. I determine tomato sauce.
Yes,
not a fan.
Ooh,
just not a fan. I'll take it with a little calamari, you know, a little marinara. But as far as like,
oh, so like as a
pasta,
condiment, it's okay.
Like red sauce, like the gravy is the gangster say. Mm. Not my thing.
What, what about Alfredo?
Not red.
Not red.
Well, for pasta
red is
sauces.
Cheese sauce.
I'm learning here. Hello.
Red is, I like a little olive oil, a little Parmesan cheese, a little, maybe a little butter on the noodle. I'm not the tomato sauce. I didn't like it as a kid. I don't like it as an adult.
I'm pretty much with you, because you know what? It's also, it's not friendly on my tummy, for one thing, if I overdo it.
Yeah, it's got a little acidity in it, yes.
And also, it's I think you nailed it. It's best as a condiment, as a compliment. It's not like a workhorse part of the meal.
No, I don't care for it. So, I mean, no. It was kind of an epiphany that I had.
So when I order my Domino's pizza. I actually switch the sauce from robust whatever to hearty marinara sauce.
On the pizza?
On the pizza.
What is the difference between, what is it?
They give Domino's? You an option at Domino's.
Forgot the frugal gourmet we're talking to here.
Speak slowly, Julia Child.
You switch it from, what are the choices?
On a pizza from Domino's is robust inspired tomato sauce.
Okay.
And then you're like, oh, why would I want something that's inspired when I can choose hearty marinara sauce?
Okay, so they give you options for your pizza sauce.
Yes.
And as the barefoot Contessa would say, like, store-bought is fine.
Well, for example, I'll give you an example. The worst thing you can do to me to a pizza is put too much sauce on it.
That's a definite foul.
And there are tons of pizzas where they just glop it on.
Yep.
Where it's tomato sauce, tomato sauce, tomato sauce. And really, the white white nationalist pizza that they serve in.
Always crusty.
Which is currently running the Pizza
Always
Administration.
I like it with very little, you know, I like olive oil, I like garlic. Yeah, I like
but if
cheese.
You had a choice, tomato sauce or marinara sauce, what's your sauce?
Tomato sauce is marinara sauce.
They're all different variants of red sauce.
Why would they say robust,
marinara
inspired?
Marinara sauce is tomato sauce without any meat.
Oh.
It's just tomatoes, which is what I had yesterday. But I had
put a lot of meat in it, Mike. It's bolognese.
Bolognese is, and that might be the only, you know.
That's really
even
good.
That though. It's just too tomatoey.
What
I
about
like
with
sauce.
Sausage and peppers? Tomato sauce?
Don't like it.
Well, as
don't,
a condiment, as we it. Discussed.
Like
going to the ballpark, like going to the ballpark where they make the sausage and the peppers, but there are no tomatoes in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like tomato. I think it's the tomato. I think the tomato is the enemy of food.
Hold it.
Sorry
about
it. I'm going to get people giving me crap about it.
No, it's a fruit. What about a BLT?
A BLT is a different entity. A BLT
but you see,
stands
that
alone.
On its own, that prevents the tomato from being an enemy.
Summertime beefsteak
tomato. What
about
a cherry tomato?
A cherry, I wish, you know what, we talk about bugs that we want to eradicate. I wish we could eradicate the cherry tomato.
What about, Mike, the Roma tomato, the plum tomato?
The plum, I'm not a tomato person.
Chan hates tomatoes, too.
So does Rob Ford.
Tomatoes suck.
No, they don't. They don't.
Yes,
they
do.
They have their place.
She said, why do you ruin our pizza with the hearty marinara sauce? Is it because you hate tomatoes?
It's always back to
tomatoes.
Always back to Domino's.
Get her a white pizza.
Well, it's like it's a cheap California pizza when it comes from pizza from Domino's, the white pizza.
Mike, you know, about a lovely summertime tomato cut into, say, 6 pieces with a little blue cheese, a little balsamic vinegar, a little salt, a little pepper? A
little balsamic? I can
see,
go for it. But
you can't paint with broad tomato strokes like
Doesn't
you're doing.
Doesn't balsamic sound like it should be from the Axis of Evil?
Balsamic is something that... on a tomato is okay. It's good.
Mm.
I mean, I can eat it. A fresh tomato out of somebody's garden.
Garden.
Is perfect. Is garden.
Garden. Hey, I got a tomato out of my garden.
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 Fried green tomatoes.
Delicious.
Mm.
Yeah, but overall, I mean, if you told me you'll never get another tomato in your life, I would be fine with it.
Oh.
If you told me you'd never have another you'd never have another green salad. I'd say that's sad. I like salad. I like.
Oh, you
but
are.
The tomato
are
is
lying.
So important for a salad. It's the best part of a salad.
This man hates salads.
What do you mean I hate salad?
I'm just saying you're not a salad guy.
Just because I'm fat?
No,
is that
I'm
why
just,
you say
I'm,
that?
I don't think you're a big. Hey, can I get a salad and the meal? You'll go. Maybe I'll get the breadsticks in the meal. You know,
that'll be the soup.
Okay,
but anyway, no, but I don't mind. I like.
I
lettuce.
Think you had a bad. You had a bad night. My, by the way, iceberg or bib?
Romaine.
Neither. Romaine. Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, you want yeah. out
kale.
Of the box?
Kale.
Do you even know the? Do you even know the different lettuces?
Yeah,
lettuce.
One sunk the Titanic. The other did not.
What is he?
Iceberg.
Iceberg. I don't like tomatoes.
That was very nearly great.
By the way,
that was pretty funny. That's
you get a good Monday. Sandwich sometimes. You put a waxy, nasty ass tomato on there.
Yeah,
it might add something texturally, but it doesn't add.
What about a great? But what about a great tomato on a roast beef sandwich? Come on, come on.
No, no, you can like tomatoes. I don't.
I know.
Like tomatoes.
I know where the divide is here.
I grew tomatoes up, more often than I don't.
I grew up with produce, so I know tomatoes. Yes. I know from
right.
tomatoes.
You probably ate a lot of very fresh out of the garden tomatoes.
The best
you
tomatoes.
Probably
yeah.
with your family farm. Yes. Rob's family farm.
My family
you
farm.
Probably, you
house
probably
the
handpicked
prairie.
The best tomatoes for your own family.
Actually, we tried to sell them because they brought the best dollars. We would get what were called the culls. But with the ones that didn't slice very
tomatoes
well.
That had their balls cut off?
No. C-U-L-L-S. Because you'd cull them from the best. And then they would... and we'd
Is it when you cull something, you castrate it?
I don't know if that's the meaning or not. I can check on that.
I know but, what a cuck is, but not a cull.
Yeah, that's true. Look in any mirror.
Oh, stop.
Hey, it's just a joke.
Yeah, waka waka.
You know
waka,
what? I'm back
waka.
On the iceberg joke.
Yeah. Someone look up yeah, cull. Yeah, yeah. I don't you. Have the time to do it. Will somebody yes. look up what... If you cull someone... You cut their.
I thought you were culling them.
You were culling the tomatoes and making the best ones exist.
Is
and the runs that were.
Marco.
You know what, Oscar? The show that we're obsessed about. Yeah. They talked about cull. They need to be culled. They say that a lot.
Oh, in succession.
I think it's
in
sorting. Succession. Maybe so. Maybe it is. You're sorting the people that have balls from people culled. That don't have balls.
Yeah, I think balls. I'm caught up. Now on
walls.
But let's get back to the garden full of tomatoes.
Yeah, why yellow tomatoes? What's the big difference there?
Different varietal.
It's a racket.
It is?
He's right.
Is it the same tomato?
They breed them to be, they call, what are, heirlooms, right? They're just different colors.
That's
same
BS
thing.
Too. I don't buy
same
that.
Same fruit.
Yeah.
And it's a fruit. It's not a vegetable. That's maybe why I don't like the fact that it's an imposter to start with.
They don't have an agenda.
It's an imposter. Tomato. It's a fruit. It's not a vegetable.
Did you get the special at Little Caesars?
No, I didn't go to Little Caesars. Oh. I ended
Good
up pulling
move.
Off
Good
and
move.
Cooking the noodles. And by the way, the great evolution of my kids. I don't want noodles. I don't want, and then he goes, he's not allowed to eat in front of the TV, and he's watching one of his tunes. Mm. So he, because he's having a lazy Sunday too, and so he has to go to the kitchen, and he's got the noodles hanging out of his mouth, and he looks at me and goes, man, I don't like them. And he's like, and he's as he's shaking his head that he doesn't like it. You see the pasta like going up into his mouth, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so then he's like, nope, don't like it. And he walks by with his like kind of head kicked back, like he's being bratty, but cute bratty.
Yeah.
And so he walks in, and then like 5 seconds later, he's back in the kitchen.
Oh, for his noodles. That's cool. There you go.
And I look at him. I said, you like that, don't you? And he's like, yeah. But his was just a little beautiful pecorino. On the pasta with a little butter and
everything's all worked up now.
It's so sweet.
And meanwhile, I had this overbearing meat
cloying,
sauce, gross, just disgusting.
I wish
and
you lived
just,
here.
Why?
Because I
after
had,
this weekend, I do too.
Because you can cook and you can do things.
I don't cook like I used to. I don't cook like I used to.
But you could.
I have blown now, starting with the Colburns in Manassas, all the way through. 2 rib roasts on a holiday ruined. I am really not into the cooking process anymore.
You could be back here, in a sec though. You could.
Do you have
right
electric or gas where you live? And
gas.
I know you don't have a kitchen. So,
thank you.
You have gas.
Yeah. Do you have radiators or not radiators where you live?
That's it. No. I find that cooking on an electric stove
different.
is problematic compared to gas,
especially when you got to plug it in when you need to use it.
Do you have any, do you really have no like?
It's
stove?
The two little heater things.
Yeah, a microwave, plate. Right?
The microwave, sure, microwave. It works really well.
You have a microwave and two little. What? How big is it?
It's the one you would take camping in 1980.
Is it attached to like a propane bottle?
No, it's the one you put into the outlet and then 45 minutes later it's hot.
I can't imagine anything better than an electric hot plate for cooking. Do you do a lot of like wok flash frying stuff?
Is there anything you could like chop out of your main floor? Because this fascinates me. And use as a range? And a range being a range, Oscar,
okay,
is the stove and oven combo.
Oh, no.
That so just we, sits okay, like we, a dishwasher.
We used to have a gas range. And then we were tired of driving to my mom's to do laundry. So we ripped the range out and put the washer dryer stackable where the range was.
Okay. All right. Now I understand.
We made
choices. Shame you can't cook anything in the dryer. Because that really would be multitasking.
I remember.
You can certainly warm it up.
This bread is wonderful.
Technically, you could.
A little moist. Mmm. That tastes like downy.
Thudump, 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 yeah. Thudump.
So you have literally, would there be anything you would be able to arrange to move a...
We have an like air fryer, but that really
So most of your stuff is countertop?
Oh, all of it is countertop.
Right. That's your problem.
Yeah.
We're going to figure it out.
Right. Well, we're figuring it out. A guy's coming to put dig holes into the floor to see if how deep the footers can go for what hopefully will be a renovation.
A new subterranean oven.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right. So
how often do you use the hair fryer? Air fryer. How often do you use it?
Zero times. It was a gift.
Well, then dispose of it and use that space for better.
Rob, do you have an air fryer?
No.
Mm-mm. All right.
Air fryers are fantastic if
really?
They're used. But my wife isn't making me French fries, you know.
That's you know, get rid of the air fryer and get yourself a beautiful KitchenAid stand mixer. That you use.
No, you don't. No,
I do.
Because I got one of those that's in storage.
Really? You don't miss it?
No. You, a mixer is like, that's like Ina Garten crap.
Well, you know, I mean, it's key for fruit caking, obviously. But yeah, I mean, we'll I use it all year round. I use it all year round. I love it.
What do you use it for?
Putting...
Anytime you
baking, primarily baking.
Primarily baking.
But I don't have
making...
an oven.
Wait, oh, that's true.
This is really where it gets fun. This is where every food discussion really gets fun because we get over to Rob.
Yeah. Let's say
the foodie of the group.
Let's say you wanted to make French toast, right?
From scratch?
Use a mixer?
Of course, because you aerate the eggs. It makes it so much frothier
and better.
What do you think?
That's what a fork is for. You just pour the eggs into the bowl and you...
French toast.
Talking about...
French toast?
Aerating all that, the batter, it makes it so much better. It makes it much fluffier.
You know,
hold on a second. Please allow me for a second.
I'm just going to stay here.
I know it now.
And not be mean.
No. You have to understand. This is me thinking he's overdoing it. So this is important.
Now, you could do it with a fork, sure, but why not make
you
it a little better?
Batter.
The only thing I'm aware
that you put on bread is an egg wash.
Well, you egg, a little milk, cinnamon, sugar, and vanilla, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you just can pour that into a bowl. You don't need a mixer for that.
But if you have the mixer right there and you pop it in, and it gets it very fluffy, the eggs
like
get
the
arid.
Like the stand-up KitchenAid mixer?
Yes, exactly.
You use that?
Yes. And then there's also
French toast is fantastic.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Like he's baking a cake.
You get yourself some brioche and let it stale for a day, and it's fantastic.
Why do you let it stale for a day?
Otherwise, it's going to be a little gooey when it absorbs the stuff. You need to have a little more body to it. The eggs will tear it apart.
So I bet your French toast you make is like what you would get in a restaurant.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm sorry.
Also,
match the Speedway.
I've got great attachments for the mixer, too. I have a potato and apple peeler, a slicer core, and the ice cream freezer.
This is like lit.
You make
it's like Literotica for French toast.
Mm-hmm. It has
you
a
make ice cream with it.
It has a bowl that is roughly the size of your KitchenAid bowl, but it's a store. It has a frozen sort of layer to it, so you store it in your freezer, and then you take it out, and it fits right in, and you make the ice cream in it.
So you've made ice cream with your. So you've used the crap out of your KitchenAid.
I'm on my second. I wore out my first one, the one I got for my wedding.
What's the number besides fruitcake? What's the number one? Yeah, well, you are our kitchen magician. What's your number one go to?
For using that for that is any sort of cake batter or mixing, or you know what, even better,
cookies.
Cookies is insane because it beats the chocolate, beats the hell out of the chocolate, and also if you ever have to whip cream, here's the best part: you can freeze the bowl that you whip it in. You don't use the ice cream bowl, but the metal bowl, because the secret to whipping cream is keeping all your elements cold. And if you have a frozen bowl that the cream goes in, it whips up much nicer.
I'm so confused here because this is the man that goes to Costco. I figure you just buy French toast at Costco.
No. Why would you do that? You buy the bread at Costco, then you let it stale, then you French toast it.
What he's telling me is that French toast is at his house must be a symphony. I'm proud of him. I mean, I think that I'd love to bust his balls, but this is like when he's talking about making he's aerating the egg wash that you put on French toast.
And I might have misspoke. I might have misspoke when I called it batter, but that's what I would have called it. So
well,
I didn't
when
mean
you said batter, I'm like, what do you put in there? Like cornmeal or flour or something?
No,
like
but
that?
You no. See, but here's the thing: is that like for pancakes or waffles, you keep it very simple. You'd never use the mixer for that. That's just, you know, okay. That's simplistic stuff.
This is the true test.
All right.
How many times?
You're going to make somebody a really good wife.
How many times a week?
I could give lessons.
Do you use that mixer?
I'd say the mixer gets used about twice a week for something.
Okay, last week.
Incredible.
What did you use it for?
I know that last week we made Robert his birthday cake.
Let's see.
Which were cupcakes.
Yeah. Mixer for cakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Scratch.
No, mix for the cupcakes, but the icing was scratch.
That you made?
No, Mrs. Spiewak made it, believe it or not.
So she uses the...
oh, yeah.
You mean your wife, Carrie?
Yes, my current wife.
And then?
I believe we might have mashed potatoes last week.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, my God, and I forgot the best thing for... Oh, my God, that makes it... worthwhile beyond even fruitcakes. If we do pizzas, like in our uni oven, and pizza. We were talking pizza earlier, we're talking about pizza, and you make the dough from scratch,
right.
The kneading hook takes all the work out of it. You literally just put everything in, turn it on, and 30 minutes later, it's done.
You've got a hobby.
I know about that attachment, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, the kneading hook.
Yeah.
What is it?
The kneading, you know all about the kneading hook when you've been married 3 times. Thank you very much.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Thank you.
You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Have you decided?
Yeah, I'll have the knockwurst.
Excellent.
You work at Cinema 4, right? That must be great. You get to see all those free movies.
You get free popcorn.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Would you mind if I excuse myself for a moment?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Right. Are you ready to order here?
She will have the knockwurst. And you? I'll have the same. Mike, it's Mark.
Hey, what happened to your date?
It's happening right now. Everything's fine, except... I left my wallet at home.
Did you go home and get it?
No, I can't. I'm here. The food's coming in, everything. Look, would you do me a favor? Just borrow your mom's car, drive to my house, get my wallet, and bring it back here.
Eesh, I'm really kind of busy, Rat.
Look, just do me this one favor. I swear I won't ask you for anything again in this lifetime or any other, but just please do this for me.
All right, but you owe me for this one.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Hey, Peter, are you all right?
What happened?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike. Oh, there are days you two crack me up with a little cup. All right, anyway, live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital.
You know what make that better? Stand mixer. Aerate your coffee.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, did I need this today. Anyway, the Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS to our friends, heard all over the place from Toad Suck, Arkansas.
What?
Genesee, Idaho. Snohomish, Washington. Mumbai, India.
Yes.
Gotham City, Metropolis. It's just for today. Joker relatable. Ravenswood, West Virginia, and Edmonton, Alberta.
Go ahead and scratch them out, Mike.
Thank you very much. Today's show brought to you by Cornerstone. Nobody really enjoys the ins and outs of mortgages and whatnot, probably because almost nobody really understands how they work. Notice I said almost nobody, because nobody understands it like the folks at Cornerstone. So if you're looking for a way to take advantage of current financial climates, you got to hit up Cornerstone First Financial. Mortgage interest rates are at their lowest level in 3 years. Rates are now about 1.25% lower than they were just 1 year ago. On a $300,000 loan, this means a difference of $225 per month or $2,700 a year.
Huge.
There it is. Tappable home equity and consumer debt are still at an all-time high. So now is the time to call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone offers free rate float down, so if rates get better, your rate gets better too. Boom! Cornerstone First will meet or beat any competitor's advertised interest rates. Some restrictions apply. Call 202-625-1221, 202-625-1221, or check the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. And they're licensed in Florida, aren't they?
Yeah. They're everywhere.
Yeah, check them out.
Anyway, welcome back to the show.
This makes that
rarity.
Face again.
Florida?
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 What? Down south, they say.
Ooh.
Every now and then, something weird happens, and Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana both went to the movies at the same time. They actually didn't go at the same
No, we didn't go together.
Yeah, where did you go?
Went to the Cobb Theater.
Oh, nice. Cobb Theater is really nice. I went to Fairfax Corner, Mike, your old stomping grounds.
Oh, yeah, yes. I know that one.
That's another, that's a nice theater.
Yeah, I went with a drab T-shirt from the Junkies and Big O and Dukes and our
that
friend
is
Leo
very,
Lanise.
Very nice.
Yes.
Did you have the reclinable reclining seats?
Leo Lanise. Yes, yes. He's a character from the underworld called George.
Does he have a big hairy beard?
No, he's bald and looks like a cocaine dealer.
Okay.
He's one of those bald cocaine dealer types.
Yes.
Oscar texted me over the weekend and gave a mini review, but I'm not going to tip his hand here.
Please.
And Rob Spiewak went. Who wants to go first?
I want Rob to go first because we're not used to Rob seeing first run movies.
I went with
my
son.
I'm really proud of him.
Yeah.
Twice in one show.
With your son?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he's 17 now.
Yeah.
I mean, he could get into an R movie probably if he wanted to.
Take him to a snuff film next time.
And so we went. I don't think so.
Really?
Really?
Oh my God!
Please tell me. We went, and it was one of the. It was in one of the A theaters with the beautiful reclining seats.
Mm-hmm.
Get there, sit down in time for the previews. We're having a good game. We're grading the previews. We'll see it. We won't see it. We'll see it. We won't see it. We're into it. He's excited to see it because there's been a lot of talk about it. And this is when I start to feel, you know what? This is going to be A-okay. Only too soon do I realize that I have been schnookered by Big Hollywood, and I got sucked into going to see this movie because everyone told me how outrageously expensive and wonderful and fantastic and shocking and evil and wonderful and acting it's going to be.
$98 million. A lot of people got hoodwinked.
It was not. But.
Okay, now I read the review, several reviews on the film that said, I guess the gist that I got from the reviews I read, not a lot goes on. It's just not, it's a bunch of nothing.
Have you ever seen The King of Comedy?
Yeah.
Then you've seen this movie.
Oh, well, see, I like The King of Comedy.
But you see, but if you saw The King of Comedy, you saw this movie done well.
Oh, okay. Mm. So this is not done like The King of Comedy.
No, and also, I mean, I won't get into the minutiae of...
No spoilers.
The way that it sort of messes with canon Batman stuff. I will say that his performance is pretty remarkable, but he's not... sympathetic enough to make me want to like him. He's sort of sympathetic, and they do a good job trying to do it, but they don't succeed. The movie
has not sympathetic as a human being.
No, they're
to be honest with you. When you see him on a talk show, when we all saw him, here's the thing: when we all saw him on Letterman,
no, I'm talking about the character of the Joker.
But I'm talking about the actor Joaquin Phoenix. When we saw him on Letterman. Did anybody really, did anybody think it was that far away from being him?
I get where you're coming from because it was so confusing that he was doing some sort of,
Performance art.
That's the word.
But Mike, you forget it's Joaquin Phoenix. You can make that disassociation with this movie.
Yeah.
Right.
And what I think Rob is alluding to is there are movies where the villain is... At times, just humanized, we're like, oh man, I can so totally relate.
Yeah, you can almost see why he's the way he is. But in this movie, they never quite get
that. My point that I was trying to make was, even when I watch Joaquin Phoenix on a talk show, I don't find him huggable. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
He's not a sympathetic guy as a human being.
But you have to remove that as far as the performance.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's several things that go on, almost trickery, that makes you not appreciate him or have any sympathy for him. It makes it harder to root for the movie as a whole. And the other big problem I had for the movie with the movie is that I don't know who was more bored, me or Robert De Niro in his role.
Mm.
Because he really was just sleepwalking through this movie.
How many Spiewaks do you give it?
Out of how many?
10.
I give it 4.
Oh!
Less than half. If it was 5, how many would you give it?
If it was 5, it would be 2.
What if you aerated it?
If you aerated it, I would drink it and say, that tastes, this, there's something off.
With a little vanilla in it.
All right,
the juice okay. just runs down your chin.
So,
your
turn. Rob is not the right person, I think, to give a review of this movie because he hates conflict and he hates depressing subject matter. Is that fair?
That is, but I'll answer that, but go
okay.
ahead.
All right. So you took your son to, I think, one of the most depressing, I would say demoralizing. If you were on Zoloft, you would take 2 more walking out of that thing, movies that I've ever seen. And I went because we do this job, that we have to actually – we have to review these new run movies, and we discussed
this beforehand. I should have
gone
to it. It would have matched the rest of my weekend.
And I will say that the last 20 minutes, if they just took that formula and they made it the entire film instead of the doddering of why he turned into who he is, it would have been a better film. Now, cinematography... I don't know enough about cinematography to say, oh my God, this is so special. That was New York in the 1960s, late 60s, early 70s, whenever. What I do know is this, is that I felt depressed walking out of that film.
Mm.
Really bummed out.
Like, where are you on the De Niro performance?
I felt like De Niro, I'm not as down on De Niro because... For me, De Niro was playing a character.
Murray Franklin, Mike. Talk show host Murray Franklin.
That he played in Casino.
Goodfellas?
In Goodfellas, yeah. Like every character is the same character for him.
But I also feel, Rob and I were talking before the show, that De Niro tends to lately, you know, kind of walk his way.
The difference between De Niro when he was doing the talk show thing in Casino and when he's doing the talk show thing in Joker is that he was supposed to not be good in Casino and he just wasn't good in Joker.
But I guess what I'm saying, I'm not comparing the two talk show gigs. I'm saying De Niro that we know now is the same De Niro that we heard on that voicemail last week when he's yelling at his assistant.
Yeah, I mean, I've always gotten the impression for the last 20 years that Robert De Niro is not necessarily a happy guy.
And he's a bit of a schmuck in this film as well.
Yeah.
Well, so he's playing to type a little, but he's a bit of a schmuck in Meet the Parents. He's funny because it's a funnier
and
movie.
And made him a mint, right? He's literally, that's who he is.
And then analyze this. You know, he plays the
in the intern, he's kind of a dick too.
That's funny. Yo.
But De Niro.
Yo, you're good, yo. You're good,
yo. How is Robert De Niro going to say no to Joker, which is supposed to be a flagship movie?
Look, I know that the one that's coming out, is it called The Irishman? Whatever it is, the Scorsese film that they're talking.
I can't wait.
They're already saying good things about it.
I hope it is a return to form. I hope it's a return to form.
Well, I hope so, too. I mean, and I think that, look, when you the good thing about those gangsters, you can make them up, do a little CGI, make them appear younger, and then have a timeline on those guys. I like that.
About Joker, almost no CGI, if none.
I can't think of anything that would be CGI, no. Speak of the cinematography, Oscar did nail it. It really looks like Taxi Driver. It looks like they shot it just like that. And that's not a Gotham I'm accustomed to when they try to do the whole Batman thing. And I know it's sort of a separate project from a Batman project.
Yeah.
But Gotham looks like the dirty, nasty pre-cleanup of Times Square, New York.
And it's
interesting to see, but it is depressing to see.
How does your son like it?
He said his quote, I thought it would be better.
Yeah. All right. That's what I'm hearing from a lot of people and a little backlash. Great PR.
And the
PR
box office was a smash.
Oh, yeah, for an R-rated? Right.
Smash. Let me ask you, what's that HBO show where it's the evolution of pornography and they've got...
Deuce.
Deuce, right?
I remember that, yeah.
The Deuce.
The Deuce feel with the blue, filter on the screen.
I find the same. I watched the Deuce a couple of times. Was so depressed by it.
Okay.
It was so gritty and so nasty.
It's like they filmed.
I feel the same way about Shameless,
at the same time, because you can take the Deuce set and then film Joker. And they made, it's economies of scale where they said, we're going to film two shows. One's going to be about Joker, the other one's going to be about pornography. And by the way, it's the same setting.
Outside of probably the set of the show that Robert De Niro hosts.
Yes.
There's almost nothing brightly colored in the entire movie. Even the reds are dull. The blood red is dull.
So depression.
And I saw it middle of the day, 1:45.
How many Santanas do you get?
And you know I love these films.
I know you do.
Like I'm a mark for these films. If it's out of if it's out of 10, I wouldn't even watch it on cable. 3.
All right.
Wow.
So that's it. You're both panned out. Hey, guess what though? It wasn't in the theater, but I did see a relatively recently released film.
Oh,
and
I watched the live action Aladdin this weekend with my son.
Oh, the Will Smith one, right?
And I will give it 10 Omeras. I will give it 10 Omeras.
Out of 10?
More like 8
Omeras. What about Judy? Joker Judy.
Didn't make it out to Judy. Now, Mama thought, as of yesterday, Mama thought she might have strep. So,
she didn't.
So we were, it was the sixth.
She's okay now, huh?
She's okay now. And
now that she doesn't have to go to the movies.
Yes.
I feel better. Judy,
this is once again where I bring it home the age difference. She was a singer. But anyway, it didn't work. But
Carla,
no,
she was an American cabaret performer.
You know what I loved? I loved Will Smith. I loved Will Smith in
I've heard great things.
He doesn't misstep a lot. Yeah.
It was fine.
Mike, I actually, when Chad said he saw Aladdin with his wife, I said, there's no way I actually thought he would not like Will Smith as Aladdin as the genie because of Robin Williams. How do you reprise that role?
You don't. And that's what he didn't try to, which was great. He didn't try to do that. He was funny in his own way. And Will Smith, he's got the chops to do comedy. That's where he comes from. Fresh Prince of Bel Air. It was fine.
You would watch that again.
My son was engaged in it. I was engaged in it. The music was good in it. And the special effects were fine. It's a little over CGI because the whole damn thing is CGI.
They're fine.
But the bad guys were back. It was more than fine. I give it
10 Omeras, you said earlier.
No, 8. I'm going to modify that to 8 Omeras.
I
think it was, and it's good. And it's a good rental. It's a good pay-per-view if you want to watch that at home. That's what I think.
With your kids or alone?
I watched it with my son.
Okay, but if you're a grown-up and watch it.
I was depressed enough where I would have watched it on my own. Take a break. All right. We'll take a... sad face.
Well, let us know next weekend how little Michael likes Joker.
Small Mike.
Yeah, small
we will
Mike.
Take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. No. As we enter 5780, here is something to keep in mind. It's me, Rosh Hashanah, with talent on loan from Yahweh. Folks, the new year looks promising. So far, so good. But to really make the best of it, buy the Mike O'Mara Bonus Shoe. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the banner. What a mitzvah. You'll get a 6th uncensored commercial-free shoe every week, plus access to the full bonus archive, so that it shouldn't be a total. Oy, such funny. So, don't be a putz. Support TMOS and do it now. Brought to you by EIB. Excellence in bagels.
Hey, Robert De Niro.
Hey, you know what I'm drinking right now? I'm drinking Liquid IV.
So good.
I drink it all the time with warmer temperatures, and I'm outside playing golf. I'm always trying to stay hydrated, and the stuff is just amazing. You're going to love it, too. I hope you try Liquid IV. It is so good. It's the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. You're going to love it as much as I do, and all you have to do is just add a packet to your water, and you're good to go. Liquid IV hydrates you 2 to 3 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. Sometimes I have to swallow when I'm doing these commercials because I take a big swig of my lemon-lime Liquid IV.
You know what you don't mention a lot when you talk about it is how easy the packets are to transport and take with you. Because they're just like little tubes and they're easy to open, flip, boop, and you're done. It's so easy to travel with.
I even have one in my golf cart in Florida.
As you should.
By the way, it's got an added bonus of vitamin C, B3, B5, B6, and B12. Liquid IV is the fastest growing wellness brand. You can find it everywhere, even Costco. Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier. By the way, Costco, my Costco, stock the lemon lime, not just the passion fruit.
Come on, Costco.
I like the passion fruit, too, but it's sold at all Costco's nationwide. A healthy alternative to traditional sugary sports drinks. Non-GMO, vegan, free of gluten. You're going to love Liquid IV. I know you will. I love it. Right now, our listeners get 25% off at liquidiv.com when you use our code TMOS at checkout. It's worth your time to try it out. That's 25% off anything you order on the Liquid IV website. Look, I can talk about the health benefits. I can talk about the fastest growing wellness brand. I can talk about all those wonderful vitamins. But ultimately, when you're going to be drinking something and you're me, it's all about the taste.
We've got to hear a podcast village.
It's so delicious.
For people to just pick up, put in the waters, get going.
It's got a clean, dry taste. It doesn't taste like an over-sugared sports drink.
No.
It has a great flavor with no aftertaste. It's refreshing. I love this stuff. It's my number one beverage in general. I love it that much. Get 25% off. Enter the promo code TMOS to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start properly hydrating today like I am.
Like I see that the top of your Liquid IV bottle is yellow, bright yellow. Yes.
Actually, it's orange.
It's orange.
Color correct this.
Color correct this now. That's white balance orange. Your camera. That looks like yellow to me.
I think Oscar wants to talk about something yellow.
White balance? White balance.
Oh, look at that.
How long do I have to wait for white balance?
You're good. You're good. You're white. All right, we're back. Oh, now it looks orange. It does look orange now. Yeah. Look at that. Yeah, we're good.
You know, it's the color of American cheese.
These are my overpriced Rubbermaid water bottles that I'm not sure.
Rubbermaid, an American brand, I think.
I'm not sure I am.
Always buy American, Mike.
I believe that was Arnold Schwarzenegger's motto.
Yes.
Rubbermaid. Yeah, that's good. Hey, we have an anniversary in our midst, and I want to give you credit there. Oscar Santana.
Who's got the ring on today?
1 year today. 2 years today. 2 years? 3 years?
Two years, I think.
How many?
2 years.
I thought it was three.
It's got to be two.
All right, now,
because the business is almost 2 years old.
Okay. Is that what you call the marriage?
Is your wife here?
No, my wife is at the other location.
At the other location?
Yes, the other marriage.
Should I text her?
It's
three? Is it three?
No, it's two.
Two.
Those.
Yeah,
it's two. It's two. You know why it's two, Mike? Because we signed the lease for this place on August, I would say like 30th of last of 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I remember saying, I can't believe we're going to try to start a business as I'm getting married. And that's how I'm reminded.
But look at now, the
how much
is
I
doing
love
well.
My
you're,
wife.
You're, it's have, growing.
I've
right?
still not gone on a honeymoon. And right. she understands why. Mm-hmm. Because we're all working and rowing in the same direction.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I think that
the business is reproducing, but they are not.
She's part of it, and she's got to be happy. I hope she's happy.
Yeah, she's happy.
I just texted her. I just texted her happy anniversary. How many years? So I'll have an answer.
Would you do me a favor? Send me some pics of the new joint. I'd like to see those if you could.
Oh, absolutely.
Send me some. I'd love to because I'm curious about that. But marriage, I think has
marriage,
suited you.
Marriage,
I
think
marriage together forever and ever, and there's one.
I think marriage suits you.
How do I say this without disrupting this wonderful?
You're gonna be a monster. Now.
I wish I would have gotten married to Shannon, probably 6 months earlier.
Why 6 months?
Maybe 5 months earlier.
Tax implications we don't know about?
You know what? There's no dual income that's going to get me into any other bracket. It's more about timing and how busy you are this time of season. If you have a summer wedding or a spring wedding, you have time to think about, what are we going to do to celebrate our anniversary?
Yeah, October's an odd time. I mean, but I got married in September.
Which time?
Third one.
Okay. Were they all fall weddings?
What?
Were they all fall weddings?
Mike's been married a lot. What?
Were they all fall weddings?
Mine?
Yeah.
Nope.
No, we're married on the 12th, so we have a very similar anniversary.
I think
both
my previous ones were summer, maybe.
Okay.
I don't remember.
October 12th for me.
The only one that matters is September 12th.
There you go.
Two years. Oscar was right.
Yeah, so
2 years.
This is how, and I'm going to be upfront with you guys. I'm sitting at my wife's aunt's house in Delray. I think it's Alexandria. Right?
Near the water, right?
She's got her sister-in-law there, three little kids running around, her other sister, her half-sister, like all family yesterday afternoon. And her aunt says, what are you guys doing for your anniversary? And I sit there with a piece of cheese in my hand as I'm putting it in my mouth. And I sit down and I say, that crept up on me inside my inner monologue, and I have to come up with like something special. I said, I would love to do something this weekend. Would have loved to do something this weekend, but we've been working on the new studio. We're definitely going to celebrate next weekend.
Did you tell him that you were going to see a feature film with two of your buddies?
So, This is on Sunday, mind you.
The second anniversary, today, Mike, is the motion picture anniversary.
That's
the drab anniversary.
Today is my anniversary. Today.
Right.
Today is fun.
I'm reminded yesterday at like mid-afternoon about it today.
What, you didn't remember like leading up to it?
I had not even thought about it.
Did she bring it up at all?
No.
Carla starts talking about it two months in advance.
Her aunt brought it up. Her great aunt brought it up. She goes, what are you guys doing for your anniversary? Isn't it funny the last time we're all together was for your wedding 2 years ago? And I said, it is pretty funny.
Funny.
Yeah, I start thinking about timelines and what am I going to do?
You're good, yo.
I had forgotten. My wife doesn't know I had forgotten because I think I spun myself out of it really quick by saying, who would like some more mimosas? Because they were doing their mimosa thing.
Smart play.
At the house?
At their house, yes. Not my house.
You got so technically you are off the hook until tonight is over.
This weekend, really.
Well, no, you got
to
do something.
You have to make a gesture.
Today.
A gesture?
You have to do, yes. Yes. You're within the 5-year window, you soul full of gadgets. You got to do something.
Swing by CVS, get a card. That'll buy you 5 hours. And then you have a moment. I've seen you do it. Order flowers. I've seen you do it.
Yeah.
And maybe even DoorDash it?
Yeah.
Does she have a favorite place that she likes to have a casual meal?
Antisocial person I know.
That's not fair.
This weekend
I
said, "Hey, why not? Let's go to Martin's. Something special. We got a gift certificate."
I love that place. It's where Jackie and JFK.
Okay,
got engaged.
And Jackie used to say, "Let's go to Martin's."
Martin. So
she doesn't like that.
I ate by myself. At a table for one.
I don't know. Don't people around the village know her now?
Yes. And they know her as a taskmaster.
Okay. Next to you.
Yes.
Who would know your bride the best?
You know what she wants, Mike? You know what she wants? She wants crystals. She's into crystals and not the ones from Swarovski, the ones from the Earth. Because they bring you energy.
Like to put on a shelf and put them in.
I think I have a pebble in my pocket for good luck because she's a crystal lady now. If I still have it, hold on a sec.
So she's an Earth Mother.
Sure,
is what she is.
She's harvesting the energy from this Mother Earth. And
so getting back to my question, would anyone at Podcast Village? Would there be anybody at Podcast Village that would know her better than anyone?
You know who works with her a lot is Maddie.
Maddie does. Maddie,
where's my crystal?
What do you think Oscar should do for their anniversary.
I really don't think he's lying. I think Shannon is very low-key and doesn't really need anything. But I think a great gesture would be over the top in something that every man should do for his wife.
An over the top gesture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, I don't know. Like I'm not married. I don't know.
A block of cheese?
There you go. I like Maddie. Maddie's deflecting that in a very understandable way. But she's low-key.
He doesn't like jewelry.
I don't think it has to be purchased.
Okay, oh, you know
for
what?
Example.
What about a blowout at that dry bar?
Huge.
Huge.
Would she like that?
Instead of I wouldn't go one. I'd splurge. I'd get a two. Two blowouts.
Two blowouts. But wait, let me ask this.
But that's not an over-the-top gesture.
Hold on.
It's really her hair, topside.
She's got to have, I know she's thin and she does yoga.
Yeah.
And she eats healthily all the time. She's got to have some particular takeout that you bring home. Yes.
I know a weakness she has.
Okay.
She loves candy.
She likes candy.
She loves candy to a point where one time she yelled at me for bringing in a box of Good and Plenty because she says, I'm eating these. I don't even like them. I said, Shannon, they were in my briefcase and my briefcase was zipped up. She said, yes,
Maddie, found
them.
Does she eat a lot of candy when she's around the office?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Her mouth is always stained from some sort of,
chocolate or something like that. Okay. Is there a particular candy that she likes more?
They're round. Right. They're round candies.
Round candies?
Yeah, different flavors.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean round candies?
Just to have a morning show.
Round. Do you understand what he's doing?
I think I get it.
Oh, he wants...
No, are those really her favorites?
I don't want to do that now.
Oh, you don't... Oh, you're too early?
You ruined it.
Sorry. Pony.
I have an anniversary.
It is coming up.
There is nothing better than celebrating the love between a young couple.
Even if you don't know what she really wants in the first place.
So, for traditional anniversary gifts, you could get a lovely bouquet of flowers.
Sometimes a ring or a bracelet.
How about a nice trip to her favorite restaurant?
Maybe give her the day off from housekeeping.
Or if you really want to keep it low-key, how about you grab her some sort of candy?
If she likes candy, that would be a wise play.
It would, but I'd have to understand what type of candy she would enjoy the most.
And what shape it primarily comes in.
Well, let me suggest round.
Like a circle?
I was thinking more like a lifesaver.
But what kind of lifesaver?
Wintergreen.
Peppermint.
And traditional five flavor. WQXI,
Shannon in the morning. Thank you. And it ended with a Shannon jingle.
It did, and now we have to go to break. So now I don't care anymore what they have for their anniversary. We'll move on after this.
Time to move on.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Happy anniversary.
Yes.
Love you, Peach.
Get her some candy.
Andy.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with more fun right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Imagine a world where time drifts slowly. A world where the Yak Shack carries you away. Experience the TMOS Yak Shack, the perfect soundtrack for your way of life.
It's time to
direct from Glover Park, this multi-platinum collection has won the hearts of millions. Set adrift with the timeless pleasures of Drunk Callers. To order the TMOS Yak Shack, just call 888-920-MORE. Or send a check or money order to Podcast Village, care of Pony Boy Matthew Bloom. Rush deliveries available, so call 888-920-MORE today.
I know. They're called plosives. Watch out for them.
Time Life Music.
author.
Eric Smythe.
Concept strong.
Execution medium.
That's good. I enjoyed hearing it once. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Kettlebell Kitchen. I love Kettlebell Kitchen.
Yes.
All of it is amazing. But let me tell you, the huevos rancheros. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a great breakfast item. Yum, yum, yum. You see, Kettlebell Kitchen knows that meal planning is never one size fits all, which is why they offer a personalized solution. Their meal plans are tailored to the nutrition you need with none of the hassle. You can sign up for a plan or order a la carte, no long-term commitment. It's delivered to your door twice a week for optimal freshness. Just heat, eat, and no cleanup. You're going to love it. Whether you're slimming down, bulking up, or just looking to fuel your day, Kettlebell Kitchen has a plan for you. All of their meals are free of dairy, soy, and artificial sweeteners, and are free of gluten, and they even have vegetarian, keto, Whole 30, and paleo options. You can either filter meals by your calorie, your protein, your fat, and carbs, and you get exactly the right food for your unique needs. Kettlebell rocks, and it's just there. You heat it up. It's delicious. Comfort food made healthy. And it is so tasty. Feed the champion in you with Kettlebell Kitchen. Go to kettlebellkitchen.com and enter the code TMOS for $50 off your first two orders for new customers. That's $50 off your first two orders at kettlebellkitchen.com, code TMOS. If you live in a busy household like we do here in Florida, Kettlebell Kitchen rocks. It is the best. I can't recommend it highly enough. Real quick, I just wanted to touch on the new show that we are obsessed with. At least Rob's going to jump in on the bandwagon. Oscar and I love it.
Yes.
Succession on HBO. It's definitely my go-to.
Rob, if we can
lately.
Get the music in the future, I'd love the score. Oh, it's so fantastic. Score. Please.
Easy to do.
Please.
Here it is. The thing that I realized what it is watching the binging that I did yesterday, the entire evening last night was spent watching HBO. I think it was HBO 2 that I'm watching the Succession binge. And it's fabulously just insanely wealthy people who are in a constant state of misery. That's what I love.
It's a media mogul family. And if you take a deeper dive into it, it's roughly, I've heard, based on the Murdochs, not Sumner Redstone and his family.
Right. Even with the accent, he's very, very, he is the, I wish I knew the actor's name that plays
the patriarch.
I don't even know the character names. I'm so obsessed with
it. You mind
the
looking
plot.
For that, for the score while I look for this? Please,
absolutely.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
It really, really has a great vibe to it, and it's just fun. I think we've always loved Dallas. And Dynasty and shows like this, even Downton Abbey. You know, we love to look at rich people and see that they have problems that are worse than ours. But this is just so rough around the edges. And they do a great job with great actors in it, too. Actors like Holly Hunter and, is it Kieran Culkin? What's his name?
Yes.
Kieran Culkin.
Really, really a terrific job. They all do wonderful work, and I recommend it highly. So but that's my.
Let me ask you this. Just and I'm.
By the way, is season two what?
This is season two.
I'm up to where they're going over to the mother's land to sell her on some stuff.
So they're going after the wedding or before the wedding?
They're going before the which wedding? I'm not sure.
Brian Cox is the patriarch.
Yeah, he's the guy. F off.
Yes.
That's what he says a lot.
This is it. This is the score. Thank you, Rob.
Yes.
Are they all going over to the mothers, or they're going over to talk to the mother?
Here's where I am in the show. They have just the deal has just exploded.
Okay. So you're in season two. You're two, maybe one episode behind, if that.
Yeah, they were doing a marathon on HBO 2 yesterday. Every episode.
When do we get season three?
Oh, season three is. Probably, I would say 7 months. You still have a few episodes left. Season two is still playing.
All right.
It's still playing.
Now, so I'm basically caught up.
You're caught up.
And I stopped watching at the end of the marathon because the one that I had already watched, the one where they all go over to England, I think it is.
Yes,
they all
yes.
go over to, that's the one that I watched, where they go to the mother's house.
Yes.
And
then, she wants Christmas.
And doesn't he take the son down to see the kid that was killed?
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm caught up now. Yeah,
you're basically caught up.
Oh my God, it's just incredible.
So I saw I watched last night's episode. So you're maybe one episode behind.
Mm.
And the beauty behind, I guess, that makes this show the show is the casting of the characters.
Oh, absolutely.
The sister.
Yeah.
So you have three siblings that are fighting for this empire.
Siobhan.
Yes, but are not willing to work for it.
Great name.
They don't want to work for it. They're trust fund kids that all have in their own right an aptitude at something. But none of them want the other to have the empire. They just don't want it.
And the father, you know, Brian Cox.
The father reminds me a lot of you, honestly. Like, he does.
That's nice.
God, that is so... That's one of the cruelest things you've ever said to me. There's not
white man
not a
power.
Decent,
there's imposing.
Not a decent, there's not.
Has
a
been married multiple times.
Oh my God!
Does what he wants.
Stop digging,
that's
Oscar.
Meanest thing he's ever said to me. There's no redeeming. He doesn't want his kids to take over. He can't do it.
He wants the strongest to win. He wants the cream to rise to the top.
And he's having trouble because they're all kind of, they've got their own hangups in their own way.
Yeah,
they have no cream.
But Oscar, I will go back a few episodes. And if you haven't caught up, you know, I'm sorry. Turn it down if you're looking to watch
the
whole
thing. Can you do Brian Cox?
I probably can. Okay. If I watch it enough.
My God, I'd pull my pants down. It'd be awesome.
I can probably do it myself there.
You're close.
You're close. I'm trying to like to channel it.
Because he'll yell at Siobhan, you know? And then Siobhan will pretend like she doesn't care, but then she goes to her cuck husband and he's
If you're asking for a request, I will work on it.
Oh, that'd
I
be
will
great.
Present it to you tomorrow.
Make my week.
But I'm trying to get it right now. There we are.
It's close. It's so close.
For the love of God. It's like that bottom feeders. Yeah, let's go. Let's go see where the ticks are. Rats. Rat Fs. All of you. All of you rat Fs. But anyway.
I'm him.
It's a great show. But I will tell you where they had the retreat and the deal blew up was the dramatic pinnacle of the season. It was phenomenal. Where, you know, goodbye to, you know, Holly Hunter and all that. Oh, my God. Rob, I think you're going to love it.
Can't wait.
You're
gonna
have Can't it. Wait. It's full of conflict. Full of conflict.
Well, for the love of God, would you please put on the commercials? There
are
we
are. Are they ticks? Are they bottom feeders?
Oh, I tell you, you're all sucking at my teeth. thank you very much. Well, I've almost got it for
you. Very close.
Asking, he shall receive. Just remember, I'm just like that guy. We'll
not
take a
like,
break.
Not evil, you know.
Thank you. Yo, he's not evil at all. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. News you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, that fat fart. All right.
Hola, it's Angie with a new Oh My Gov show out now, and we are talking about two of Mike's favorite things, women empowerment and candy. How to design your own version of success and stop stressing the f*** out over work. And the Halloween candy war is on. Which better have my bit, oh honey? Subscribe to the Oh My Gov show today on YouTube and Apple Podcasts.
Wow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Untuck It. Ever wonder why traditional button-up shirts look so long and baggy?
Yeah, why do they look so long and baggy?
That's because they were never meant to be worn that way, ladies and gentlemen. The solution, Untuck It shirts, specifically designed to be worn untucked. Untuck It is the original untucked shirt, a modern solution to an old problem with no tucking or tailoring required, no matter what your size or shape. Their shirts are the perfect untucked length. I adore my untucked shirts. Not too long, not too short, and the coolest designs on the net. I love the material and the colors. And with more than 50 fit combinations, swallow. Untucked shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages. Try yours on in person at one of Untucked's 50 stores or go to untucked.com to get started with free shipping and returns on all U.S. orders. Plus, you can save 20% on your first order by using the code TMOS at checkout. That's untucked.com, promo code TMOS. Ladies and gentlemen, do it today.
News.
Thank you. All right, before we get started with news you may not need, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to kind of go off script here and discuss the Jay Gruden situation that I, as of taping, was unaware of. Rob kind of hit me to that. What do we know about it? Where are we with it? The Washington Redskins, big part of our fan base, is in the D.C. area.
Yes.
And it finally happened. Over the weekend, there was a bit of a controversy with Jay Gruden, like sitting down, and it looked like he was smoking a joint and then hitting on a younger woman.
The video,
was very, very weird. It was just weird.
So, Rob, I'll let you get the particulars. A little background here from the Podcast Village World, Mike, is that we heard that this was going to happen like from a third party source, much like, now they have two witnesses for Donald Trump. But the first witness that heard from secondhand that this was going to happen after the Patriots game, the firing of Jay Gruden.
It was very strange. Pardon me for interrupting, but they were calling for this some time ago, more than a week ago. Like
he's been on the hot seat for a very long time.
But what was so funny is that they really looked at the Patriots game as a fait accompli, and they said, okay, here's our to-do list. We're going to lose to the Patriots, then we're going to fire him.
Yep, but this is what's great. We heard this was going to happen from a source that we will not divulge that is not here at Podcast Village, just somebody just walking around talking about the business.
Right.
And, you know, you hear rumors all the time. If I was working for a major market sports entity, I probably would have tweeted it and said, this comes from an unnamed source in the organization. I didn't.
Right.
And I remember Rob and both Shannon and I were here, and I was like, did you just hear that? And I mentioned that to them, and they were like, no way. This morning, I wake up, and I see that Jay Gruden's been fired. My wife says, oh, my God, we heard about that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Now, isn't it, for the Redskins version of this, isn't it strange that the video of Jay Gruden, who was, and this was like a few years old, gets leaked of him being hammered at a bar and sitting outside a bar with talking to a young lady before he's even married, that gets leaked prior to his firing? Why would that happen, you might ask? Some people are speculating that somebody within the organization allegedly leaked these videos that people have known about for some time now in order to not have to pay out his guaranteed contract.
Wow. Wow.
That's how evil this business is.
So it continues some of the probably the greatest turnover with head coaches for any NFL team, certainly over the last 20 years. So
the Redskins have issued a statement that says everything you'd expect it to say, but have not yet replied to big news outlets like CNN. For further comment.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. Well,
I was asked this morning at about 5 a.m.
Yeah. But the first half of the game yesterday, you're like, oh, my God, they might beat the Patriots.
Oh, it was a great 6 minutes.
Well, my sucky team gets them on Thursday night, so I'm very excited about that. Yes. Giants-Patriots. Another win for the great, dominant New England Patriots. A couple of celebrity deaths over the weekend. Legendary African-American actress Diane Carroll. She died Friday of cancer. She was 84 with the 80s series Julia. Diane became the first black woman to star in a gorgeous, says Rob Spiegel.
But she was gorgeous. I mean, drop dead.
A real knockout.
To star in a non-stereotypical role for her own primetime network show. It was ahead of its time.
Yeah.
And you said 80s. I think it was 60s.
Let me see. 60s series.
Yeah. Just
no, I said she was 84. It was a 60s series.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're clear there.
Maybe I did say 80s. She was also the first black woman to win Best Actress at the Tonys. So, you know, that's
safe home.
Now, another guy that we saw a lot of in the last 5 years or so, a lot of documentaries about this guy, and Cream drummer Ginger Baker, who was kind of a nut. He died yesterday. He was 80. There's no official cause of death, but he'd been critically ill for a few weeks. He struggled with heart, lung, and back issues over the past few years. So, safe home to Diane Carroll and to Ginger Baker. Nobody likes a celebrity death like you, Rob. Anything you can add on that particular front?
I just think it's odd that two people so closely associated with each other would die so close together.
Yeah, that's... Thank you.
You know,
I appreciate that. He's a... What?
Because it wasn't somebody from a silent film. He's not excited about
I've got a great death in the vault, Mike. You're going to love.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
Good tease.
In a way, it kind of sucks, but this didn't happen. But Sylvester Stallone... I should say that again. In a way, it kind of sucks that this didn't happen. But Sylvester Stallone and Richard Gere almost threw down over Princess Diana.
Whoa!
That is according to Elton John in his upcoming autobiography, Me.
Elton.
Yeah, Elton.
Oh, Elton.
Me. It's classic, all about me.
Classic John.
Yeah. Everybody's been on my teeth. Sorry, you got me obsessed with that impression now. It happened in the early 90s. Wow, not too long ago. Well, it is long ago. I'm just old.
Only 30 years ago.
It happened in the early 90s. You'll learn.
I know.
You get as old as I am.
I know.
It's horrible. In the early 90s, at a party at Elton's home in London, Richard and Diana ended up, quote, sitting in front of the fireplace together, locked in rapt conversation. Richard was pretty much done with his wife, Cindy Crawford, by then, and Diana was separated from Prince Charles. Meanwhile, Stallone was nearby, shooting eyeball daggers at him, and maybe he came to the party with the same plan. When it was time for dinner, everyone sat down at the table except for Gere and Stallone.
Wow.
I hope it's true. Elton's partner, David Furnish, went looking for them. He found them in the hallway, quote, squaring up to each other, apparently about to settle their differences over Diana by having a fist fight. There's not enough detail there. You know what I mean? It just sounds like BS.
Can you imagine if you just changed a couple switches there and it ended up where he went in a room and found Prince Charles boning? Richard Gere, Cindy
Crawford.
I blanked it. If you saw Cindy Crawford with Prince Charles, because it's almost the same.
Okay. Well, remember Cindy Crawford? I've once followed in New York City.
That's right.
On my way to the studio.
Two blocks. Her,
for a few blocks. It was fascinating. He's like, that's a supermodel in front of me. Cool beans. Okay, so David Furnish said, I never would have come out. Wait a minute. Things calmed down and everyone ate dinner. But when they were done, Gere and Diana were back in front of the fire and Stallone had had enough. He said, quote, I never would have come if I'd known Prince effing Charming was going to be here. If I'd wanted her, I would have taken her. And then he stormed out. This doesn't sound like it's real.
Elton John's a bad storyteller.
Elton says, quote, we managed to wait until his car was out of sight before we started laughing. I just don't.
Mike,
it sounds like
you've been at a party before where you both have the same interest with a young lady, and some other guy has probably been like, "Hey, I'm interested." You've talked about it, and then you've probably been there. I imagine that.
I was at Stallone's house one time.
No, but I'm saying the idea of two men with huge egos that are superstars would ever think that they could. They're the guy. So
I don't doubt
step
the
off.
Circumstances. Yeah. What I doubt is the storytelling seems remedial. You know,
it does.
Seems like
simple.
And then
terms.
He stormed out after he said he wanted her and he could have had her. You know, weird.
Nobody had any access to her till after pudding.
You know those people who pretend to be your friend but don't really care? Here's a great way to stick it to them one last time. A guy in Wisconsin named Dennis Volstad passed away a few months ago at 69 years old, and he got creative with his will. He owned a small dry cleaning business and never got married or had kids. So he had about $500,000 to his name when he died, and he secretly put in his will that all $500,000 would be divided equally to whoever showed up at his funeral.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Smart.
He didn't have a ton of close friends, so he figured it wouldn't be a huge turnout. But he was extremely kind and generous with everyone he knew, and it turns out he underestimated how many people really cared about him. In the end, 270 people showed up to pay their respects, and they recently got letters in the mail to let them know they were each getting about $1,800.
That's
which
great.
To me
oh,
is
nice.
That's kind of a happy ending.
Yeah, it's
right?
Like a football pool. TMOS.
It's like a football. He didn't win.
But
this weekend.
Oh, well. Yeah, the football. Oh, do we have any little heads up as far as that's concerned?
I can tip my hand, Mike, but I was doing some rough math yesterday, and one of us... One of the three people in this room.
One of the three principals.
Kicked ass and took names.
I know what it means. But anyway. And now a little something something.
Oh,
gentlemen.
You had an outlier that kicked our ass. I'll tell you that much.
Right. Yeah. Does this person like yellow cars?
No, he's an ass.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, tomorrow, by the way, tomorrow on the show, we get an update. Oscar's car buying update, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned for that. All right. Finally, a little something something. You know how your phone starts making a really loud alarm noise like you wouldn't believe when you get an Amber Alert? You
yes.
Guys have them,
haven't
you?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
a little scary.
Yeah.
Here's how you shouldn't handle that. There's our Amber Alert right there. A 70-year-old guy in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, was trying to nap on Tuesday afternoon when his phone woke him up with an Amber Alert about five missing kids. and he was so upset about being woken up, he called 911 to complain.
Oh, no.
He was arrested for criminal mischief.
Good.
And fortunately, the kids were found safe.
Good.
And the cops say the Amber Alert was a big part of finding them. Meanwhile, the guy did get out of jail and he was returned to his neighborhood. Stupid Acres. Thank you. Thank you. Stupid Acres is the place for me.
Do you get the notification when you have a tornado warning or anything as well?
I get that notification only when I'm having a big business meeting. Now get off of my teat. We'll take a break, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Brian Cox.
Brian Cox, yeah. Wow, my God. Amber Alert. I'm trying to have a meeting. I'm trying to buy Pierce.
Pierce, yes.
The effing Amber Alert went off. Oh, my God. Excuse me. I've got to throw up. Oh. All right. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault. Rob Spivak right here.
Hi, this is Tom Brokaw. I like to get my news anywhere I can. That's why I love to listen to The Mike and Mira Show. And my favorite way to consume it is on Spotify. Because Spotify is young and cool. And I'm young and cool. Just like Chuck Todd. So go to Spotify and search The Mike and Mira Show. It's the best. Even better than a transistor radio. Or a hula hoop. TMOS on Spotify. I'm Tom Brokaw, and I'm old.
Thank you, Tom. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. What's the matter, Arthur Fleck? Are you sad that your job isn't working out? Stand-up not as easy as you thought? You'd think that being a clown for hire at Ha-Ha's would be a perfect job for you. But based on unforeseen circumstances, it's not going well. You seem to laugh at all the wrong times. So skinny. And sadly, your gig entertaining the kids at the hospital turned out rather poorly. That's a bummer. But we can fix all that. May we suggest that you put on a happy face? I didn't even see the movie. And give a listen to the TMOS bonus show. It's an unscripted, unrestricted, no-holds-barred sixth episode of TMOS that you can get every week. You'll laugh so hard you won't need to draw a smile on your face. Your grin will happen naturally. Bloody good. Just click the banner on our website and you get access to all of our bonus content. And you'll be helping TMOS. It's your passport to the ass-port. Oh, you're right. The TMOS bonus show brought to you by the... Did you hear that when I said that?
Yes.
Copyright.
Yeah, you got that.
The bonus show brought to you by the Power Antenna. As seen on TV, the Power Antenna turns your entire house into an antenna for the ultimate in TV viewing. For only $39.95, say goodbye to ugly aerials on the roof. Aerials. Say goodbye to hefty cable TV bills and say goodbye to television because it doesn't work. The Power Antenna, a seemingly good idea since 1956. Oh, yay, suckers. That's it. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday. What is this?
Today's October the 7th, Mike. 7th.
October 7th.
2019.
And sadly, Mike, the Spiewacks will get one fewer Christmas card this year because Rip Taylor, flamboyant comedian.
Oh, I forgot Rip in the news.
Oh, no.
Too.
I didn't hear this.
Passed at age 84. And he really did. He sent us a Christmas card every year. He was a great guest when he was a little more with it. We could call him anytime on the old terrestrial show, and he always had a little something. A lot of people don't know he was a D.C. native who was a congressional page when he was a boy. Did you know this?
Yeah, well, we talked about it on the old show.
And he was probably the biggest proponent of confetti for a comedic device.
Do you have any audio from Rip, I hope?
Let us go back to the telethon in 1982. Okay. And here's a Rip Taylor in his prime.
Bo Jerry sent a limousine for me. Thank God it missed. Last night I went to dinner with some friends. We ordered duck and I got stuck with the bill. They can't all be gems, you know. Boo yourself. Went into a sandwich shop and asked for a poor boy, and the owner came out. Now, pay attention, please. Everything's so expensive. I bought head and shoulders. Cost me an arm and a leg. Here's something. My vacuum cleaner really sucks. Here's something else. Now, wait.
I'm nervous, please.
I'm not teasing. I got a very weird doctor. He told me I had shingles. He threw me off the roof. You'll get these when you get home and you'll laugh.
And we are forever indebted to him for one phrase that we have used ever since he said it to us, which is quiet mouth.
Mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was saying it to you, wasn't he?
He was. He was indeed. He was indeed.
He was saying it to you. He was. Listen, what it was bad material delivered in such a funny way that it worked.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his shtick. He did old, tired jokes.
Very tired.
But because he was like Rip Taylor, the personality
got away with it.
Was fantastic. Yeah. And we used to call his answering machine, remember?
Yeah.
He had a funny answering machine and such a nice
he
guy.
Plays him, he played himself in the end of the first Jackass movie. You can check him out there. So anyway, safe home, Rip Taylor. This is my favorite piece of audio I've heard in a long time.
Wow.
And the video is every bit as compelling. It's on our Facebook page. Please look at it. It's a surveillance cam in a beauty shop, hair salon. And a deer, a buck with the antlers and everything, runs through the window, runs around the shop, and then leaves. Check this out. This is unaltered.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Oh my God!
All right,
please.
Oh my God! You okay?
Listen to his
pause.
Yeah,
hooves.
He was just looking for a blowout.
I'm sorry, but you have to play it again. All right. So they're sitting in the salon, and there's a big picture window.
And he runs through the window. But the thing is, he leaves by the door, which I think is polite.
So he does get out of there. That's when he all calm down. But you can hear the hooves clack, clack, clacking on the tile floor.
But he just destroys. The first sound you hear that window is amazing.
Click, click.
It's like the Kool-Aid Man.
Huh? Oh my God, you okay? You okay? Close the door back there. Oh my God. Oh my God.
My favorite best supporting actor goes to the old lady who says, "What was that for?"
Wow. That's just you couldn't go into a theater and get get audio
Same
that was
reaction.
Better recorded.
It's amazing. And you must watch it on our Facebook page. Mike, do you have any explosives handy? You may need them today.
Not right now. They're in the car.
Oh, okay. Then I'll play a little bit of this anyway.
You mean this?
Yes. Have it standing by.
I just got it. I didn't know you were doing that.
No,
light
the match and hold it close to the fuse. This is called Subpoena Colada.
You like subpoena coladas.
As fresh as today's headlines.
Thanks so much. And we close. Especially after that great audio.
Sometimes, Mike, I feel Saturday Night Live might be writing a joke just for you.
A new study suggests that fathers-to-be should stop drinking alcohol 6 months before trying to conceive a child. The study's goal was to end Ireland.
This is your magic audio vault. Enjoy your hair salon appointment. Have a great Monday, everybody.
End Ireland. That's it. We got to get out of here. Don't forget the bonus shows are for sale.
Yes.
And that's what we're selling right now as we ramp up to our 10th anniversary in Las Vegas. So please, if you're not a bonus show subscriber, we'd sure like you to be.
Yeah.
But you don't have to, but we'd like you to. Anyway, for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
Bow to your sensei. Bow to your sensei!